You've heard me talk about the Great Courses Plus video learning service for a while now. They help PatioBooks.com financially, and now they'd like to help with your money with free access to their popular course, Understanding Investments. You know they have great courses on topics such as science, history, photography, and more. But now, and for a limited time, the Great Courses Plus is giving PatioBooks.com listeners an incredible opportunity to watch Understanding Investments absolutely free. Understanding Investments is presented by award-winning professor of financial economics at Duke University, Connell Fullenkamp. The course explains the fundamentals of investing for those not familiar with the process and also covers areas that more experienced investors find beneficial. Just for a limited time, the Great Courses Plus is offering our listeners an exclusive chance to stream Understanding Investments, a $215 value, and hundreds of other courses for free. You can stream this course and all the others from any internet-connected TV, PC, or through the Great Courses Plus mobile apps for both iOS and Android devices. To stream Understanding Investments from the Great Courses Plus for free, you must go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/patio. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/PODIO to start streaming absolutely free. Do it today.
You're listening to How to Succeed in Evil, the novel, written and performed by Patrick E. McLean. For more information, visit succeedinevil.com. Chapter 11, Calling Home. Edwin lay on the four-poster bed with his eyes closed. It cannot be said that Edwin was not a hedonist, but his luxury was the repose of a clear mind. And when he had almost completely shut out the absurdist antebellum nightmare that surrounded him, his phone rang.
"Yes, Agnes?"
"I am calling to see how your journey to the pastoral and bucolic south has been. Have you consumed any julep-like beverages?"
"No, I have not, but dinner is shortly."
"Have you been offered a coon-skin hat?"
"More appropriate to Kentucky."
"Possum skin, then."
Disregarding the fact that men's hats have been out of fashion since before I was weaned, it is entirely too hot here for haberdashery.
"Yes. I hear the fish swim through the air down there. How are things with Mrs. Riley?"
"A trifle bizarre, but surprisingly well."
"Ah, the rich. You have no idea of their eccentricities. They fairly accrete them."
"Yes, well,
my great-uncle on my mother's side was a butler to the last Raj of—"
In the background, Edwin heard Topper clamoring for the phone, which was something of a relief. Edwin had exceeded his patience for genealogy-related conversations.
"Give me that thing. You're not asking any of the important questions."
Topper got control of the phone and went straight for his point.
"Beanpole, you banging it yet?"
Edwin shuddered at the thought.
"No, Topper, I don't think that would be advisable."
"What do you mean? The broad is loaded. Haven't you charmed her yet?"
"Perhaps."
"Well, if she's that bad, I'd put a bag over her head. And if she got weird about that, then I'd put a bag over my head. And if she wouldn't go for that, then she's too repressed to be with you a while."
"I'll try to keep that in mind."
"Come on, E. Isn't anybody getting laid? I mean, what's the point of a road trip if you don't get a little strange? Or a lot of strange?"
Edwin closed his eyes, but when a vision of Eustace and his beloved goat played back on the inside of his eyelids, he quickly opened them again.
"Can I speak to Agnes again?"
Edwin conceded to himself that genealogy would be better than this.
"Sure thing. Just watch yourself down there."
Reassuring tones came through the phone again.
"I am sorry about that."
"It's fine, Agnes. He is enthusiastic. It is not entirely a vice.
He is quite worried about you.
In spite of his obvious handicaps in the personality department, he has finally managed to be somewhat charming."
"I'm fine."
"It is a point of fact, Edwin, that you are not a field operative. As my Uncle Sykes used to say, there are two kinds of men in this—"
Edwin sighed, and mercifully Agnes got the hint.
"So what kind of woman is this Mrs. Riley?"
"She is something of a genteel praying mantis, but she seems sensible. Not completely lost to practical reason.
and there is a vein of evil here that can be mined. I am optimistic.
Well, I do hope it works out. We are frightfully short on cash. And it's been some time since you've had a client you could truly work with.
Calm your fright, Agnes. There is plenty of potential here.
Well then, young man, go forth and capitalize upon it.
I will do my best, Edwin answered, knowing that that was the phrase Edna really wanted to hear.
Be good, and it will be good enough.
Edwin smiled. Even after all these years, Agnes was such a innocent wasn't the word. She was far from innocent. She was also far from pure. Hope, that was the word Edwin needed. The old woman was still so full of hope. At least, full of hope for Edwin. And Agnes, Edwin closed, let's be sure to follow the usual protocols. Agnes was silent for a moment. Then she responded, formally,
all protocols are in full effect.
Edwin then said goodbye and rose to dress for dinner.
You've been listening to How to Succeed in Evil by Patrick E. McLean. For more information, visit succeedinevil.com.